Senator Wishart for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, on behalf of this special personnel panel, I want to provide you with an update on the status of our investigation of the workplace complaint involving former Senator Mike Groney. Just to remind you, the special personnel panel's role is limited. The SPP must advise the accused member of the legislature of the allegation and appoint an investigator who may be a person with appropriate investigative skills from outside of the legislature. Out of our desire for a thorough, objective, and independent investigation, the SPP retained Lincoln employment law attorney Tara Paulson on February 28, 2022. Our panel just reviewed the final investigatory report as prepared by Ms. Paulson. Today, I will read you the entire executive summary of this report, and then we will be giving you the entire report in a physical hard copy. And if you or anybody else needs a copy, they're going to need to contact Chairman Hughes to get another copy of this report. So again, I want to be clear that what I am reading you is in Ms. Paulson's words. The special personnel panel appointed by the executive board of the Nebraska legislature retained me to conduct a formal investigation of a workplace harassment complaint pursuant to the legislature's workplace harassment policies. I was asked to determine whether the facts alleged in the workplace harassment complaint constituted unlawful sexual discrimination or harassment, to prepare a written report of my findings, and if appropriate, provide recommendations regarding remedial action and recommendations of preventative measures to be considered by the Legislative Council and or Nebraska Legislature to more effectively prevent workplace discrimination, harassment, and retaliation. The workplace complaint at issue was initiated by an employee complainant of the Nebraska Legislative Council against then Senator Michael Groney. More specifically, on Friday, February 4th, 2022, complainant verbally reported a concern to individuals designated in the legislature's workplace policies charged with handling complaints of alleged workplace harassment. One of the designated individuals verbally informed the chairman of the executive board of the allegations that same day. The designated individual submitted written reports of the complaint to the chairman of the executive board on Monday, February 7th, 2022. On behalf of the executive board, the chairman took immediate and prompt steps to investigate the allegations in a confidential manner, which initially began as an informal resolution as desired by the complainant. The chairman, on behalf of the executive board, followed the processes as delineated by the Nebraska legislature's workforce harassment policy. While the informal resolution was in process and pending, details of the workplace complaint were made public through various news articles. Because the details of the complaint were public, the chairman suggested to the complainant that a formal investigation be conducted since protection of complainant's identity for confidentiality purposes was no longer possible. Complainant agreed with the chairman's suggestion, and the matter shifted to a formal investigation, which led to my retention on February 28, 2022. Over the course of several weeks, I conducted interviews of 10 witnesses. The witnesses included employees of the legislature, as well as several senators. Because the investigation will be released publicly, I will identify witnesses to protect their identities. The one exception to this general rule of maintaining anonymity is for Mr. Groney, who was identified in media articles as engaging in problematic behavior and who ended up resigning when the allegations were made public. For that reason only, he is referenced by name. In addition to conducting the in-person interviews, I reviewed 50 pages of screenshots taken of Mr. Groney's laptop that contained photographs of complainant. I reviewed policies of the legislature, including workplace harassment policies, technology policies, workplace harassment training logs, and other personnel policies. My investigation revealed that Mr. Groney did take photographs of complainant without her authorization or knowledge. Mr. Groney's actions can best be described as boorish, brainless, and bizarre, especially for the workplace. However, complainant was oblivious to such photographs until she uncovered them while working on Mr. Groney's computer, which impacted my analysis as discussed below. I did not receive nor review any evidence to suggest the photographs were shared with any other members or employees of the legislature. I conclude that the conduct of Mr. Groney was wholly unprofessional and inappropriate. In the private sector, the conduct of Mr. Groney would most certainly have resulted in disciplinary action up to and including termination. If Mr. Groney had not resigned, his conduct would likely have led to corrective action, such as reprimand, censure, or expulsion. However, according to relevant legal standards and the legislature's workplace harassment policies, Mr. Groney's conduct does not constitute unlawful discrimination or harassment. Further, the chairman, on behalf of the executive board, appropriately followed the legal standards and the legislature's workplace harassment policies in conducting its investigation. My investigation has been delayed in part due to the parallel investigation being conducted by the Nebraska State Patrol. Should the investigation of the Nebraska State Patrol, which is in possession of evidence I have not been permitted to view nor evaluate, reveal evidentiary findings contrary to my report, I reserve the right to reopen this investigation and reevaluate my conclusions contained herein if requested by the executive board. This report contains 8 sections. Section 1, Organization of the Nebraska Legislature. Section 2, Summary of Public Allegations. Section 3, Relevant Legal Standards. Section 4, Summary of the Nebraska Legislature's Workplace Policies. Section 5, Summaries of Individual Witness Testimonies. And then Legal Analysis, Recommendations, and then Conclusions. That is the end of the executive summary in Mrs. Paulson's voice. Colleagues, I encourage you to read this entire report. I want to thank the complainant for having the courage to speak out on this issue. As a former staff member myself, it is clear that we have a lot more work to do to improve our workplace culture and environment at the legislature, and that will be continued in the recommendations in this report and the interim studies introduced. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wishart.